You're listening to Dimitri live and dangerously local on the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local, 94.5 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430 is the audio path of totality. So we got a very special show for you today. We've got two in-studio guests. We've got Laura Wakin Chapman. She is the state senator from West Virginia. She is running for re-election, getting the nomination in the Republican primary, and she is now joined by Stacy Gilson with Ignite Hope. Stacy is into 101 different things here in the Valley, including Mary Kay. My sources tell me you've had 17 pink Cadillacs. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, go ahead a little louder.
Yes.
Okay. 17?
Yes.
How do you manage 17? How did you get 17 pink Cadillacs for Mary Kay? What do you have to do for that?
Just sell a lot of Mary Kay, and you win them every you qualify for them every 2 years, and I have a great network of consultants.
17?
Well, I've been doing Mary Kay for 39 years.
Oh, so. My word. Oh, my word. Tell you what, can we get you to scoot in just a little bit more, if you would? All right, that would be great. And, Stacy, my sources tell me that Laura's kid is going to be getting her first communion. Did you hear about that?
I know. Isn't that wonderful?
Can you confirm that, Laura? My sources tell me this.
Yep, my daughter's going to get her first communion this Sunday. I'm so excited for her. We picked out her dress, and it's going to be a good time.
And that's going to be where now?
Our Lady of Lebanon.
That's great.
Yes.
All right. Fantastic. So, full disclosure, Laura Wakin Chapman is a client of Dimitri 2020 LLC, also an advertiser here. Again, transparency. Stacy Gilson is not. She should be, but she's not. But that's okay. I'm not going to hold that against her too much. So, we're here now talking about child trafficking and this Epstein Files thing. I mean, I can't let go of this thing. I cannot let go of this thing, and not just because I got banned on Facebook because I was sharing the information with people, but just the depravity, the degree of depravity, and the scope of the depravity is unbelievable. Forgive me for saying this, the raping of children is the least of the horrific things that they've been doing. Try to wrap your mind around this, and yet no one is being even charged with this. It's astonishing to me. So, big picture stuff. Let's start with Laura and then with Stacy. How bad is the issue in West Virginia, Laura?
It is one of the most underreported crimes in America, but let alone West Virginia. So, Stacy kind of started this Ignite Hope close to when I started being my first term. Mm-hmm. And we had talked about these issues. Yes, Ignite Hope. And actually, I invited the group down to Charleston, and we met with Homeland Security. And I actually got a tour. I would like Ignite Hope people to get a tour eventually, but of the Fusion Center. And what the Fusion Center is it's a boiler room of analysts who sit there and fight crime. And there's different, sectors that they do, motorcycle gangs, drug trafficking. And they have an entire division for human trafficking.
A boiler room?
Yeah, just a it's in a nondescript building, and it's a one floor, just analyst packed room with computers, and they have all sorts of really cool high tech crime fighting things.
Like so,
they have a bunch of cell phones that they hook up, and it goes through. I guess if they're password protected, it just circles through to try to open those phones. Again, these different software programs, and I mean, there's also a terrorism portion. I mean, these people are supporting law enforcement, both federal and state, with investigations.
What have they found?
Well, I there were two ladies, and I'm blanking on their names, but they pulled me over, and
Laura, you're blanking on their names.
I know, it's terrible.
We've had this thing.
I know.
I'm gonna torture her.
Well,
you knew this was going to be here. We were going to be talking about this. Stacy was going to be here, and
right. But
you really let down.
You.
Well, of course. But also Chris and Jeanette.
Maybe, yes.
Yeah, I'm guessing. Anyway, go ahead.
But they showed me their computer program, and they could pull up hits of potential human trafficking spots. Now, it's over a period of time, but they pulled up Wheeling, where I live, where you live, Wheeling, and there were 30,000 different potential hits.
What does hits mean?
So I
guess more than people that we have here.
I guess, you know, the dark web listings, and then they can also track where these people go through their cell phones. And so because we're so close to Columbus and Pittsburgh and we have the major highways through West Virginia, I believe that it happens a lot more than we even know.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Now, Stacy, you're nodding your head. What is your background here with this?
Well, first of all, thank you, because you took us, when we started 3 years ago, Laura, took us down to Charleston and showed us everyone, introduced us to Homeland Security, because she wanted to, she wanted us to have an opportunity to meet the people that are down there fighting the cause. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate that. Since 3 years ago, a lot of things have happened, and I think it opened up the conversation. It's not a fun conversation. It's a dark, deep one. But with Laura down in Charleston fighting for human rights and Ignite Hope, we have made such a progress.
So define progress. You started with nothing from nowhere.
Yes.
So help me understand what progress means.
First of all, getting bills passed. I think there's two that you've been fighting for, and that's a process. Thank God you are professionally disciplined, because it's a nightmare down
there. Keep talking.
It's a nightmare down there. Just the visits that we've gone and the way you, you know, the process of getting a bill, it's the terminology, just so many things that need change. That's, like you said, this whole human trafficking is surreal, and it's so deep, and it goes so far. It's hard to comprehend. But as far as the awareness, because of those first steps when we established Ignite Hope, which is basically a platform, nonprofit, all we want to do is make a difference by educating and bringing awareness to the High Valley, because it's here, it's happening. Just like Laura said, it's not being prosecuted, but it's not being told, because people are silent. And it's,
when you say people are silent, are you talking about law enforcement or the victims or who? Who's silent?
I would say the victims, because the victims, this isn't something they go, they don't have the support. I see the support coming with all the different organizations, but it's so deep, and it's so manipulative, and all levels, and it's all money driven and drugs.
Give me an example.
Okay, I'll give you an example locally. There was a person that was in the homeless camps. This was last year. They came to a facility. I don't know if I should say any of those facilities, but
that's okay.
They did the process, trying to get this young person out of human trafficking. She was being trafficked through the camp.
Through the camp. So there was a pimp who was, and she was a prostitute raising money for the pimp in the homeless camp. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And a lot of the trafficking down there is also people trafficking their children for food, drugs. It's a whole network of
The homeless are doing this?
Yeah. Yeah. So what happened? They brought this person in. They started the process. And then this next step was go to the police.
Right.
And they're wonderful. They're trying.
Yeah.
They won't do it. They go back to the camps and live that lifestyle because of fear, threats, and because I just don't think they're educated enough. Some, don't you agree? Some of the victims don't even know they're being trafficked. So, you know, when you say prostitution, pimps, they're handlers. It's so deep, and it's an organized crime.
And this is a common thing based on your experience with the homeless camp.
Well, I don't want to say common, but I know it's happening. I think it's happening more, and like you said, it's not reported. It's a process, and we need to just keep educating people so they understand.
I'm dumbfounded. Honestly, I'm dumbfounded. Now, the police, though, can't bring the charges because the victims, the girls, the children who are being prostituted out, don't want to say anything?
No, once they get to that process, they get scared and they back off. And no, they can't do anything when they say, I'm not coming back, or they don't come back. There's just so many, and there's a lot of laws that need change for terminology, and I know Laura's down there fighting for us, trying to get things in our, to help the victims. Our victims and survivors are, it's sad. They need support. And we do have good support. We have good agencies that we work with that is helping. And we've really been seeing a lot. We've been going to churches, civic groups talking about education and awareness lately, and also the self-defense class that is free is also educational. So there's things that we can do.
Laura, what can you do to help her?
Well, we have done several things. Stacy and Ignite Hope have been working on passing the human smuggling statute, which I'm so pleased to say actually finally passed this year.
Thanks to you.
Well, so
and was it signed into law?
It is.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Progress.
And so what
did
that,
Ryan Weld at least support that one?
He did.
Thank God. All right.
So what happened was our federal government can stop people. And when I say human smuggling, it's usually the trafficking of humans that are here illegally. And so unless those people are willing to say, yes, you know, this person's smuggling, which they're not going to, there's really no way to prosecute.
Why don't they ever say yes? Don't they have then, couldn't they get out and be given a new place to live and a new life and a witness protection program type thing?
They threaten them. They threaten their families. They're afraid. And these people don't mess around. They will do what they say.
Right. And, I mean, in the case of the human smuggling, of course, they've paid to come into the country, so they're not going to say that they've been, you know, smuggled.
So we're talking about illegals now.
That's for the human smuggling statute. And so now, because that bill passed, the state police and local law enforcement can actually prosecute the smugglers. But as far as the trafficking, we do have trafficking laws on the books. And for the first time, I think, in West Virginia history, that was actually prosecuted in Kanawha County with a terrible story where there were these two children who were adopted out of the foster care system and held in a shed and forced to work and do labor. And that's the first time, as far as I know, in West Virginia history that that's ever been prosecuted. And those parents, and I say that loosely, were prosecuted and convicted.
They're in prison now?
Yes.
Will they stay in prison the rest of their lives?
Yes, they got hundreds of years.
Excellent.
Yes.
All right, that is good. So we got a short break coming up. Tell me more, Stacy, about Ignite Hope, how people get in touch with you and this organization, and what events you have coming up.
Just go to the Facebook group, Ignite Hope. If they have questions, just leave a message. We'll get back to them. We're working on some events that Ignite Confidence, Ignite Wellness. These are for survivors that we work with the YWCA, SAC, and Harmony House.
SAC being Sexual Assault Help Center.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And Harmony House Children's Advocacy Center.
Yes.
Okay, full disclosure, my wife's been involved with both of them, executive director at each one at different times. Knows everybody's still there, and they do great work. They really do.
They do.
Okay. And do you have like a big fundraiser coming up or anything like that?
No, we don't. We did our annual fundraiser in January and did very well, very blessed. And those funds we are using to help survivors and filling in gaps.
What is the one thing that they really need, the survivors need? Is there one thing that might surprise my listeners?
Yeah, it's filling in that gap. Once they get through all the programs and they're going back out there, they don't have a car, they don't have money, they don't have work, jobs. So just, they do have places where they're helping them, but I'll give you an example. We are paying a legal fee for a survivor that the state wouldn't because it was in North Carolina, but the funds that we raise, we can step in because we're nonprofit, just so she can get that, she's wanted, and we work with somebody down in North Carolina. So we fill in the gaps. There's so many gaps. I mean, just...
How many people have you helped so far? 3, 5, 10? How many?
Oh, I financially, probably 3, and then, but we do so many other things, helping in different ways by working with them and giving them confidence with our programs and giving them support and letting them know we see them.
More with Stacy Gilson and Laura Wickham Chapman, State Senator, West Virginia, talking about human trafficking. Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local.